Welcome to the Raised with Jesus podcast, a biblically Lutheran podcast for Toledo and beyond. You've got your daily 10 minutes with Jesus, today looking at the second portion of Philippians chapter 3. We'll be starting in verse 12. Paul writes, "Not that I have already obtained this or have already reached the goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus also took hold of me. Brothers, I do not consider myself to have taken hold of it yet, but there is one thing I do. Forgetting the things that are behind and straining toward the things that are ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, let all of us who are mature continue to think this way. And if you think differently about anything, God will reveal this to you too. Only let us think the same thing and walk in line with what we have already attained. Brothers, join together in imitating me and in paying attention to those who are walking according to the pattern we gave you. To be sure, many walk as enemies of the cross of Christ. I told you about them often, and now I am saying it while weeping. Their end is destruction, their God is their appetite, and their glory is in their shame. They are thinking only about earthly things, but our citizenship is in heaven. We are eagerly awaiting a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ. By the power that enables him to subject all things to himself, he will transform our humble bodies to be like his glorious body." This is the word of our God. Paul has, in this chapter, he has really focused on encouraging and strongly encouragement to the Philippians to persist in the faith, to remain true in the faith. Whereas the first two chapters were, one might even say lighthearted, they were definitely more upbeat and joyful. But now here in chapter 3, this is the chapter of very pointed instruction, because he cares about these Philippians, and that's the work of the pastor, that it's not just all roses and daisies and butterflies. It's not all we always talk about and talk about our identity in Christ and about the joy of Christ Jesus. But a lot of times that identity in Christ will naturally mean that we are at odds with the world around us. And so Paul doesn't want to leave them unaware, and he doesn't want to leave them afraid or even in a position where they would be deceived, because the devil's trick, you know, among all of his tricks, basically it's a trick to take our eyes off of the revealed word of God and to turn our eyes toward what we see. Basically, the only trick he has in his book is to try to get us to walk by sight and not by faith. By sight, I could look at my life and I could say, how could God forgive this person for what I have done? By sight, I would look around and say, where is God? Where is our powerful God? If he is so powerful and at work in this world, then where is it, his power? But by faith, we know that now is the time of suffering. Now is the time of persistently adhering to the word of God, even when, and especially when, that word of God is at odds with the world around us. And by faith, we know that God has declared you and me and all people to be not guilty in Jesus Christ, that the word of God is greater than our hearts and greater than our emotions and greater than our feelings. That theme comes up again, especially in 1 John chapters 3 and 4. But anyway, Paul warns them very strongly here in this second half of the chapter of Philippians chapter 3. He warns them against the idea of license, where earlier in the chapter he warned them against legalism, this idea that you have to obey and you have to do all these things in order to be right with God, and also the idea that all of our actions and all of our activities are of merit and of worth in God's eyes. And now he turns his attention to the opposite ditch, the opposite temptation. The idea that says, well, if God has forgiven me, then what's the big deal? I can just do what I want, and I should live how I want. And that's what he really addresses with these verses in the second half. And what he really zooms in on that in the paragraph beginning of verse 17, if you're following along in your Bible. Verse 17, "Brothers, join together in imitating me and in paying close attention to those who are walking according to the pattern we gave you. To be sure, many walk as enemies of the cross of Christ. I told you about them often, and now I am saying it while weeping. And these enemies of the cross of Christ are characterized in verse 19. Note that it's really four parts. Their end is destruction. Their God is their appetite. Their glory is their shame. They're thinking only about earthly things. And this is worth noting, that you could take that verse 19 one of two ways. Either it's a group of three with one general statement that applies to all of them. Their end is destruction. Their God is their appetite. Glory is in their shame. And that's all characterized by a life that finds itself obsessed with earthly things and only earthly things, contrasted in verse 20 with our citizenship that is in heaven. Or the other way to think of it is maybe Paul is doing something, you know, a little bit more subtle, where we have four things. Their end is destruction, God is their appetite, glory is in heaven, and thinking about earthly things, where that group of four, same idea, that you end up at the same spot. But that group of four, four is kind of the number for the things of this world, like the four winds, the four corners of the earth. Four is the number that refers to this world. And then the contrast, beginning in verse 20, that our mind is in heaven, our citizenship is in heaven. We are eagerly awaiting a savior from them. And then thirdly, he will transform our humble bodies to be like his glorious body. And so Paul says, you know, with all that in mind, when he really takes aim at that idea of license or liberty, libertinism, I would say, that I can do what I want because Jesus forgives me. Paul says, no, that's not the attitude we have. Verse 13 and 14, at least thematically, it fits very well there. Brothers, I forget the things that are behind. I strain on toward the things that are ahead. I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. And so if you're following along in your Bible, you'll notice that the first half of the chapter, he really addresses the temptation of legalism. And then in verses 12 through 16, kind of that middle or the beginning of the second half, I suppose, he lays out that Lutheran middle, that biblical middle road that that really says, here is the proper way to think of these things. And then verse 17 and following, he really takes aim at the other temptation on the opposite side of legalism, of that of libertinism and of license. And so how shall we live? Well, he really lays it out in verses 15 and 16. Let all of us who are mature continue to think this way. Let us think the same thing, walk in line with what we have already attained. And what is that thinking? That forgetting the things that are behind, straining toward the things that are ahead, I press on toward the goal. And so the question he compels us to consider today, how would your life be different if each day you thought of your citizenship in heaven? Every morning you wake up, and it's not just another day and not just another snooze alarm or two or three in some cases, but another day of traveling in a foreign country until that day when I get to go home to my real home, where my citizenship lies. Another day of reading the newspaper or watching the cable news channels and recognizing that, you know, my Lord is still in control of this, and he's still restraining evil for the good of his church. And of all the things that really get me fired up, nothing gets me fired up more than the fact that there are people here, people in this world who need a savior. That no matter, you know, maybe that's just a little bit of a pet peeve, but I think it's very tempting to get wrapped up in politics or to get wrapped up in sports or to get wrapped up in all the things of this world. And they don't last. But to have our minds focused on the citizenship that Jesus has won for us and has given to us. Talk about a very practical application of verses 13 and following. Forgetting the things that are behind. Forgetting the things that are behind and straining toward the things that are ahead. Forgetting the pain and the trials and the vapid entertainments of this world, and thinking and focusing our minds on our citizenship in heaven, the things that are ahead. Anyway, maybe that gives us enough to think about and to pray about today. And as one of my new favorite sayings, I suppose, lots to pray about, nothing to worry about. As you go about your day, take a moment to pray. Take a moment to pray about the citizenship that Jesus has won for you and has given to you. Take a moment to pray for those who are living as citizens of this world. Take a moment to pray for those who don't know Jesus, that God would use us to bring his word to them too. You can find us Wednesday evenings and Sunday mornings at 2250 South Holland Savannah Road in Maumee. You could also give us a follow on Facebook. If you see our post there at Resurrection Maumee, just give us a like, a follow, and a comment. That really helps other people to see our podcast as well. And if this has been a blessing to you and it's something that you enjoy, hit that share button and share an episode or the podcast itself to somebody that you might think would also benefit from it. God bless your day.